Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
This is for a question for my listeners. Now let me ask you, do you know what the Akashic Record is? Have you ever heard of that before? Can you imagine what it would be like to actually understand the Akashic alphabet? Have you ever wanted to know more about the graceful connection of oneness that is in all of us? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you discover the ancient energy blueprints? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Akashic Alphabet? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to understand more about the Akashic Record? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to a guest who has never been on the show before. I'm very excited to have her with us. She's an author, success coach, and she will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really great advice about spirituality. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talkform Media, and the show is syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She was introduced to TM, Transcendental Meditation, at the age of 16, and she's been active in the science of yoga as spiritual practice for the last 24 years. While reading, I don't know if I can pronounce this name, I will try, Paramahansa Yogananda's book. I think I mangled that. His book was entitled The Second Coming of Christ. A seed for the new book was planted, blossoming into form through 6 years of research, solitude, and ongoing meditation. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Trinace Rose. Hi, Trinace. How are you?
I'm fine, January. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I've been looking forward, and I've been browsing around your fabulous website this afternoon. It's quite amazing. You've been on quite a spiritual journey. You know, I start the show by asking my guests to share where their success story began and who their early mentors were.
Well, I guess my mother was my earliest mentor. She was a very prophetic woman in her own right, and really a healer on various levels. She introduced me to transcendental meditation when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. and also spoke to me at great length and gave me books to read about the famous healer Edgar Cayce, who was said to have derived most of his information and healing abilities from the Akashic Records. So that was the early beginnings. And of course, there are many chapters along the way that have led me to where I am now. But that was the early beginning.
Okay. And now I know I mangled the name of the author of The Second Coming of Christ. Could you share that with our listeners?
Sure. His name is Paramahansa Yogananda.
Okay, Paramahansa Yogananda. I can say it. Wonderful. Now, you, your mother was your early mentor, and then you you have a BA from USC, and you have membership to the Screen Actors Guild in Hollywood, and you've been have various awards for lyrics and songwriting at the Nashville Song Festival and creative writing at the Santa Barbara Writers Convention. Now, what happened? How did you become a songwriter, and when did you start writing?
Well, I have probably been writing most all of my life, even though that was not my main profession for some years. I've constantly been writing, and I actually met a composer in Coronado in Southern California in the mid-'80s. And he's very, very talented, gifted person, and was invited to Juilliard, and is now he's done a myriad of things over his lifetime, but he works on a lot of movie soundtracks today. But at that time, we had a conversation, and we decided to do some work together. So he was instrumental in bringing me into the lyrics end of things, and I began to write lyrics, and he would write the music for them. And some of the things we did involved animal rights and so forth. It was a little early for animal rights at that time, but I was very much involved in that.
Well, it sounds like you come from a very spiritual and artistic background, so you were well prepared for your journey in life and your success story. Share with my listeners what the meaning of Akasha is.
Okay. The word itself, Akasha, is an ancient Sanskrit word, and it means sky, space, or ether. The Akashic records are metaphorically described as a library of mystical knowledge encoded in the space between matter, a non-physical plane of existence, suggesting a kind of space-time continuum. They're said to contain all the knowledge of human experience and a history of the cosmos. And as I mentioned, the healer Edgar Cayce shared that he received quite a bit of his information from these records. So this non-physical plane of existence has been confirmed by top-tiered quantum physicists in the last decades. Yes. It can also be considered to reside in our collective consciousness. So when one meditates deeply with the highest and purest intent, they can tap into the collective and receive information from the Akasha, which flows in and then surfaces on one's own consciousness level. So in reality, all answers can be found from within.
Okay. Now, is this information from the past, the present, and the future, or what kind of information is accessed?
All of it, because time, as you may know, is a mental construct. It was created by man. Really, there is no time, really. It's just a construct that's been created. If we get into higher states of consciousness, we realize that the past, present, and future are really all simultaneous, even though in our present state, in our present dimension, we cannot perceive those as such. So, yes, it contains a history and the future and the present and the past all in one and into the infinite.
Okay. I have heard that
living
before.
A living field of energy, you know, that's alive.
Okay. This is fascinating. So when did you decide to write this book?
Well, let's see. I decided, the book was actually 6 years in the making from the inception of the first page that I began to write until the published date. It was quite a journey, and it was published late last year. So it's been a really remarkable path to be on, a whole new experience in my life. When I first thought about it, I thought, well, I'll just sit down and write a script and so forth, and then it'll take it. I had no idea the enormity of all that was involved.
Oh my gosh, I'm in total awe, because I mean, basically the big thing I've done is I wrote a book about how to stop whining, and now you're writing a book that covers the information of the past, present, and future. What if you had to say one message from the book that you wrote? What would it be?
Well, it's my feeling, January, that a conscious metamorphic shift is taking place on our planet.
Okay.
And each soul has subconsciously chosen an individual rate of spiritual growth and ascension. So those at the forefront may be aware that you're acting as catalysts in a vital process of raising the vibration for all living beings, including our cherished Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And in the field that you're in, you must be aware, and I'm sure you are, that media news, while it's often very important, can tend to dwell on sensationalist happenings, which are frequently of a darker nature.
Yes.
The carefully crafted scenes in my book are glimpses into what is also going on across continents and spheres simultaneously, that's positive and for the good of mankind, but is not publicly broadcast. So it is my prayer that humanity be made aware of this other remarkable side of life taking place, which has tremendous value and power in its goodness, with an ability to counterbalance and transcend the lower energies on the planet.
Oh, okay. You know, we've had other guests on the show who have alluded to the same message that you're giving out. And some of them have talked about the influence of this Pope Francis and what a positive difference he is for the world. And also they've talked about the environmentalist. What are your thoughts on those two topics?
I think that Pope Francis, as well as environmentalists and all beings who are preaching or talking or disseminating information and spreading their light that illuminates other people's awareness and consciousness, are the pioneers at the forefront that I referred to a little bit earlier. They're acting as catalysts to really expedite this wondrous shift that's occurring.
Wow. Wow. This is very exciting to have you on the show and be able to share you with my listeners. It's also very, very exciting for me to hear from my sponsors. We're going to do that right now.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back with Trinace Rose.
I've seen dead people. Author Teresa Sneed says with a grin, they've spoken to me. Teresa Sneed writes fantasy, mystery, suspense, and realistic paranormal with a touch of sweet romance. She writes what she knows, full of insight into the spirit world, coupled with a panache for humor. Her No Angels series about angels and demons interacting with the living are simply fascinating. Sneed has three more series as well, from Wizards and Dragons to Witches of Salem. Visit teresasneed.com for more information, or search for Teresa Sneed Books on Amazon.com. Every decade had its musical phenomenon. The 1960s had Motown, the Supremes, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops. The exciting new book, Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans by Tom Ingracia, presents 140 never-before-published photographs taken by fans from around the world that tell the story of the people, places, and things that made Motown the music that inspired a generation. Relive the memories of a time when we were all dancing in the streets. and the music of Motown reigns supreme. Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans, is available from Amazon.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to January Jones, and we're in the No Whine Zone, and today we're visiting with Trinace Rose. She is the author of The Akashic Alphabet. Trinace, what was the inspiration for this book? How did this book come about? How was it born?
Let's see, in going back a few years here. In 2008, I had just lost both my parents within several months of each other.
I
was reading one of Yogananda's books, The Second Coming of Christ, mm-hmm. which suggests that that the true Christ consciousness, meaning a way of thinking and being in a quality way, has been gradually resurrecting in the mind of man.
Okay.
And in talking about how life was originally created, he discusses the passage, "Let there be light."
Mm-hmm.
He describes how the light of God shines from within the darkness of cosmic delusion, and that man is blinded by the relativities of life, those being individual delusion and the collective delusion of all of mankind.
Okay.
So as I read his words, there were two senses to this effect. Without the aid of physical light, man sees darkness. But beyond that darkness is another light that pervades the world. Hidden in the ether of space is the tremendous light of the astral world. Something in those words stirred something deep inside me, and a flicker mm-hmm. of an idea began to take shape.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, what if I were to create, to carry on his legacy a little bit, a series of scenes of beauty and love, seen as though one were viewing them through a lens of light into the astral world. And
okay.
so, voila, the idea for the book was born in that moment. And shortly afterward, while in meditations, I began receiving vivid visual scenes in great detail, along with extensive information that kept pouring in. And so as these were elaborate, I began keeping a journal, because I hadn't studied or read about most of what I was receiving. And intuitively, I felt it must be coming from somewhere divine, the source, you know.
Obviously, I'm getting chills when I'm hearing you speak about this, because this, your book was channeled, don't you agree?
A great part of it was, yes.
Yeah.
But during the time that I received this, I would then do intensive research to try to understand a lot of the material that I was receiving, to try to substantiate it and validate it, and it always ended up being substantiated. So, it was a learning experience, because I actually discovered a lot in the process of doing the research about these things. And I can give you a couple of examples if you want to later on or now. But it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. You know, one of my sponsors, and she's on the show every month, Carolyn Green, and her book was channeled by guides and her angels, and it's Getting to Know You. And it's just a fascinating story that she shares with how this happened. So what is, for you, conscious healing intent? And it's placed into every word and every painting. Explain that.
Yes. We live in an apparent earth duality here that we perceive as light and dark. So an experience is ever determined by whichever way we choose to think of it in that moment. Similarly, beauty is evident in anyone or anything, depending upon the observer's perspective. So when viewed with intention, many scenes in life, even the seemingly darkest ones, can be seen through a lens of beauty and of light.
Okay.
So many readers who attract this book are going to be able to discern subtle hidden faces of spirit that have been camouflaged within the illustrations.
Oh.
And the intent of the book is for the readers to absorb the very, very high vibration of pure love, the pure life force of love that was passionately infused into to the essence of every page, by the master artist and myself, to awaken a primal knowingness so that a healing can take place. The book was designed for all spiritual seekers, but also is a wonderful gift for people who are facing imminent life transition in their lives and their loved ones and caregivers.
Well, of course, this is fascinating to me, and I was, quite frankly, going to order your book to have it put on my Kindle, because I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling. But after hearing you say that, I think I'd rather have the a hardbound copy, and that would have these pictures, right?
Yes. I searched for over a year to find this wondrous master artist. And I went through about 32 artists and looking at their work, because I had the visions in my mind so clearly and definitively, you know. And as soon as I saw his work, it was like a lightning bolt. There it is, you know.
How did you work with him? Like, would you describe what you wanted to see? Or did he get a mental? Were you channeling to him?
Both. Well, it was kind of a myriad of factors. I spoke to people all over the world, and finally I hadn't had success, and so I put a little card over at UCSD Student Center, and I got a call, and it was Sergey, and he said, "I'm here with my son. I've just read about your book, your project, and I'm very interested. I'm a master artist." And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I'll never be able to afford a master artist.
Yeah.
There were 12, you know, enormous full-bleed illustrations in the book. And he agreed to work with me because he loved the project. And it, as it turns out, as fate would have it, but also as Yogananda would have it, and I truly believe this in my soul, that he orchestrated this. This man lived 10 minutes from me in Encinitas, and he was a devotee of Yogananda. There you go.
Go figure. Now, what makes you a master artist?
Oh, it takes years to acquire that, and you have to go up before boards who then give you that beautiful designation. A master is the highest expertise possible, and he was a master in painting and sculpture.
Okay. All right. Wow. It sounds fascinating. I can't wait to see this book. This is going to be amazing.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Now, how about the light of, I can't say his name. Yogananda, part of the book creation. How did he help you do this book?
Well, let's see. How should I describe this? There were different instances during the journey of the book. The one I just told you was one, for example.
Yeah, sure.
How he orchestrated all of these, what some would call coincidental kinds of events that I don't believe were coincidental, so that everything lined up. And going into this as a novice, I'm not a big traditional publisher, so I really had to start from square one. Mm-hmm. And I was really guided to different people and the different steps, and all of this just came in. He was such an inspiration. Just it's so hard to put into words, you know, because what's truly significant is that from the inception of the book, as he was orchestrating everything, the theme of the book came into play that all are one, which is the premise for the entire book, and it's on every page showing. The book is a series of vignettes drawn from various spiritual and cultural belief systems all over the world, mm-hmm. showing universal truths that run parallel in everything and revealing this graceful oneness in all. So, and this was his message, you know, this was his ultimate message, that we're all one.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I don't know if you ever get this feeling, but interviewing you, I get the feeling that you were born to do this book. Do you ever feel that way?
Oh, I would hope that is the case, because it really is the most grandiose project that I've ever endeavored to do in my life. And literally have put my mind and my heart and body and soul into the creation of this. And it was truly done with love, not for the business side, but mm-hmm. to give it to the world so that it could mm-hmm. find its way, you know, into the people that were meant to attract the book into their lives.
Yeah. Well, I'm very honored to have you on the show, and I'm very honored to share this book with our listeners. And right now, we're going to share a message from our sponsors. And when we come back with Janice, we're going to talk a little more about the term record keepers, and H is for healing, which we all need. We'll be right back.
Come explore with Clyde McCauley the world of the Little Cuties Let's Pretend books with your little one. Imagine the funny mixed up emotions of an onion that cries when it's happy, and delight in the giant ears that make a little elephant special. Meet the engaging characters who will inspire imagination and build curiosity in your little cutie. This is where the love of learning is born. So discover the world of Little Cuties Let's Pretend today. The first two Little Cuties Let's Pretend titles are at Amazon and StoryNightPress.com. January Jones presents Drs. Ed Feiereisen and Bob Ruotolo, co-founders of Motive Creations, as sponsors. For those seeking more empowerment and control over their happiness and well-being, you have come to the right spot. MC365 provides the necessary tools and techniques to make your life even more spectacular. Today is the perfect day to start your journey to become happier and healthier. Our mission is to help you achieve yours. Seeking to reduce stress? Start now. Want a better relationship? Start now. Increase your self-esteem? Start now. Do you want more passion in life? Start now. Go to www.motivecreations.com. That's MOTIV creations.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions. Also, I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is available at audiblebooks.com. Today, I have a very priceless personality visiting with us on the show, Trinace Rose, and she is the author of The Akashic Alphabet. Trinace, could you share with my listeners now a little bit about your website and how they can contact you?
Yes, I'm happy to. Thank you. The website is www.akashicalphabet.com, and that is spelled akashicalphabet.com. The book is also available in all local bookstores and on Amazon.
Okay. So they can go to Amazon or they can go to your wonderful website. And this is an interesting book. This is a book that you might want to think of giving as a gift. This is one-of-a-kind, research-based, spiritual, inspirational art gift book. It's 72 pages featuring 27 fine art master paintings of the highest quality with a four-color dust jacket. This hardcover is bound with white linen sifu cloth stamped in silver foil with silk ribbon marker and specialty weight pages. It is a luxurious presentation to be treasured. So now everyone out there, if you have that special someone and you don't know what to get them for Valentine's Day, this book would be terrific. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Now, Trinace, let's talk a little bit about the story behind the golden saffron-draped trees and the white elephant. I've never heard of a white elephant.
Okay. Thank you for your kind words, January, about the book. One morning while I was in meditation, I received a vision of lush green forests with trees draped in what appeared in my mind's eye as yellow golden ribbons, tied with ribbons around the trunks, uh-huh. with wildlife roaming here and there, including... Uh-huh. rare white elephants.
Okay.
And words, an example of futuristic halls of learning, came in very clearly. And when mm-hmm. I researched this picture in my mind, mm-hmm. I discovered that many Asian Tibetan monks have been draping trees with golden saffron cloth, which then keeps the government officials from harming them or cutting them down.
Okay.
It was amazing. The trees okay. are then considered blessed, ordained tree monks. Mm-hmm. And so they're not touched. And these have created massive wildlife sanctuaries, and okay. rare white elephants have found refuge in these areas. So
oh
it's also
gosh.
A double blessing because many of the indigenous plants of the region are also spared, which uh-huh. then in turn provide valuable ingredients for Ayurvedic formulas used by naturopaths. So this is such an excellent example of an intentional selfless act by these Buddhist mm-hmm. monks taking mm-hmm. that's taking place on our planet that the mainstream public probably has no awareness of. I
oh
felt
gosh.
That it should be shared.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've never even heard or seen a white elephant. That must be amazing. I have one of my nieces. She is a veterinarian. And she interesting. She does artificial elephant insemination. That's her specialty. So I'll have to ask her about what she knows about white elephants. Now, you talk about E is for energy and H is for healing. So when you get this book, you go through every letter in the alphabet?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And H is for healing is the eighth vignette in the book. And
uh-huh.
the setting came into me. And it is called The Abode of the Gods. It's in Himachal Pradesh, India, which is called the Lap of the Himalayas, which I learned in my research.
Okay.
And this is where His Holiness the Dalai Lama lives. Since he was forced to leave his wonderful homeland of Tibet. So in the vignette, a circle of seated chanting conscious people convey the merging of many beliefs meeting on a single universal wavelength, and that's the selflessly pure intent to heal the spirit of mankind.
Oh.
And I refer to the ancient pine trees there as a row of regal record keepers. And that term, record keepers, is a truly enlightened concept that I found. Author Diane Robbins, that trees are a vast underground communications network of record keepers.
Really?
And I'm going to read you just a line from her description. It's the most beautiful, beautiful lines. The branches are layered with information, and the leaves are recording plates, sweeping the ethers, picking up pertinent information of all that is about to occur. Forests are self-contained libraries, encoded with cosmic intelligence and graced by the divine the way humans are, except they are aware of their gifts and use them to create only harmony. Trees speak to the heart, not the ear.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that is fabulous.
Do you know some of the oldest living trees, January, are a clonal colony of 47,000 quaking aspens in the Fish Lake National Forest in Utah. And this colony is considered one of the oldest and largest organisms in the world, with an age at over 80,000 years.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine the wisdom that these trees possess, very similar to minerals and geodes and crystals.
This is such an exciting show. Now, when you say eighth Vignette, I'm not pronouncing that right. What does that mean?
Could you say that again? What was the question?
The eighth Vignette.
Oh, the vignettes. The vignettes are the stories. Every chapter
is
a short story. It's a vignette which has a full story, and then on the left page, and on the right page is the full bleed illustration depicting the entire story.
Okay, I've never heard that word before, so I just wanted to check on that. And now, what is the significance of the elephant photo in the glossary finale?
Okay. The elephant photo was taken by a friend of mine who actually moved to Chiang Mai, Thailand several years ago. And he was at a Buddhist monastery, and he took a shot of this fantastic elephant sculpture in the back of one of the monasteries. And as soon as I received this, I just instantly knew that it had to go in the book. It was truly, genuinely, the most beautiful, beautiful picture of an elephant I had ever seen in my life. So I bathed her in golden light and found out the meaning of the elephant sculpture. And it was a perfect finale for the book, because the sculpture itself is an open interpretation derived from a Thai Buddhist sculpture. This sculpture is located in the Secret Forest Temple in Chiang Mai, and the icon portrays one life's path or spirit journey, and the golden orb, it's a large circular sculpture. The golden orb represents the sun and the moon, and the lounging elephant symbolizes the Buddha resting on the inherently strong, it signifies the elephant resting, or it could represent the inherently strong self with hidden potential. And the floating lotus blossom illustrates the heart or unfolding enlightenment, which is really what the path in this book was all about.
Okay. This is just a wonderful interview. I'm enjoying it so much. I'm also enjoying hearing from my sponsors, which we're going to do right now, and then we'll come back with Trinace Rose.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western state, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast Success Stories with my guest today, Trinae Sproles. In a dramatic move away from the current preponderance of gloom and doom predictions, she has created a spiritual, inspirational gift book of visions tapped from the Akashic Records. This series of ancient, futuristic blueprints illuminate pure, authentic intentions of love through a lens of light that will act as a catalyst in healing the planet. Her book, The Akashic Alphabet, is offered as a substantial introductory learning tool for spiritual seekers and delivers a powerful lift to the soul, which we all need. And I was suggesting this as a wonderful gift book for people you never know what to give. This would be something that will blow their minds. This would be great for Valentine's, and we have Mother's Day, Father's Day. So I hope you will go to her website, and it's the akashicalphabet.com. Check it out. Now, Trinae, let's talk a little bit about what kind of an audience you have for this book. How is it doing?
Well, the book contains information that's suitable for all spiritual seekers, including baby boomers, aging seniors, their loved ones and caregivers, art aficionados, as well as intuitive young adults. In fact, I have a book in progress right now. The outline has just been completed on a similar premise for children. Akashic Alphabet will bring comfort, and it will help release fear-based consciousness to people who are ill or who are facing imminent life transition. Spiritual seekers who are tuned in to this metamorphic global shift that is taking place will deeply resonate with the material in the book. I wrote in the introduction, Akashic Alphabet will surprise and delight all those who are able to think outside the vast delusional dream box of reality. It's a powerful lift for the soul.
Well, this is very, I'm just so pleased our paths have crossed, because this is something I have heard about, I have read about, but I have never come this close to understanding it. So this is wonderful. And now Soulscape Books in Encinitas, California, is now using Akashic Alphabet as a reference book. And is this a spiritual bookstore?
Yeah, it's a metaphysical mind-body spirit bookstore.
Uh-huh.
It's really one of the most popular in Southern California. I just happened to find that out because a couple of my friends were in there, and they saw the cashier pull the book out from the the cash register and go and flip back to the Akashic Glossary, which took me about 9 months to write this extensive Akashic Glossary, which was designed to illuminate a lot of the key words and phrases that might not be familiar to some people in each vignette. So it's in vignette sequence. But anyway, they're using it because it's such a broad array of definitions back there.
Okay. And vignette, that's my new word of the day.
Yes.
You know, when you sent me the description of the show, you wrote, "From the moment we are born, our minds and spirits are inundated with dark news, terrorism, toxin, disease, unethical practice." It's like the 24/7 news cycle that I abhor. And this often conditions us to view life through a perspective of fear and dread. What if instead we were filled with learning of a positive nature, focused on beauty, joy, and love, the truth of our life purpose? And I think that is a fabulous description for your book.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
You must be so proud of being able to produce this, and you must be so in awe of the fact that you were able to connect with channeling from the other side. Now, my question for you is, do you think this is coming through from your parents?
No, I've never really felt that vibrationally. In fact, I don't have an actual definitive source of knowing where it's coming from. I go into meditation and the words start to fill my mind. You know, I just think of myself as a little hollow straw that's just downloading and receiving this. I have a short a little paragraph, if you'd like to hear it, of
what I received
recently for the future. And although I don't even understand some of this myself, if you'd like me to, I'll share this with you.
Oh, for sure. Do it.
This is what came in and that I journaled. In the future, we will be operating in the eighth dimension, the beta level in the insula of the brain. We will move into the future, evolved state of consciousness, learning new ways of being, thinking, loving, communicating, then come back to present time, armed with knowledge of the future. Knowledge will be shared with pioneering minds, open to receiving, and this will further expedite our evolution. This will be similar to Einstein's infinite eight continuum, with beings moving in an ongoing continuum between future and present and also into past to relearn that which has been lost in terms of wisdom from previous civilizations like the Mayans with their evolved traditions and the Lemurians, people of the crystal light, who were able to channel the focus of great crystals to move worlds. We will be letting go of the egoic need for hunting, killing, conquering, warfare, winning. Ultimately, all power-based, primal, lower-level, physical, fear-based instincts, we will begin to operate in the higher humility mind of love, joy, happiness, unity, merging harmoniously, allowing ultimately all love-based spiritual instincts. That's what I received.
Oh, wow. That is something I love hearing. It's just such a wonderful break to get away from the news 24 cycle politicians and have such a wonderful spiritual show. Trinace, I look forward to having you back and sharing you with our listeners again in the future.
Thank you, January. It was truly my honor to be a part of your show.
To my wonderful listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this show today. Hasn't it been amazing, spiritual, and so very, very special? My upcoming guests will all amaze and amuse and astonish you, just like Trinace. This is a show where you hear information that will help you to become successful, too, and help you to accept spirituality. I would love to welcome you to our No Whining World. Sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and our secrets for success. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. Thank you to my guest today, Trinace Rose. This is January Jones, thanking you for joining me today on our journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones. This is Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.